Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Gabby Gonzalez on the line, and she's Vice President over at National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals, the Los Angeles chapter, also known as NAREP, and she's also a realtor. Hey, Gabby, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. I really appreciate you having me on today.
All right. So I know you were introduced by Jose Tejada, who's also a podcast host over at Mission Matters, and he's also a lender. So I'm glad he connected us because we got some stuff to talk about today. We got the Latina Tude event coming up. We got NAREP. I want to get into that as well. But maybe just to get us kicked off, like how did you get into real estate? Like, how did that all begin for you?
I was having dinner with a friend and we were having a conversation. I had been doing the same job, you know, in a family business for about 15 years. So I was just a little tired of that. It was a lot of, it required a lot of
joy. Hold on, you got into real estate to get away from your parents or your family? Is that what I'm hearing? sorry, go
Not
ahead.
Just that. I think I was tired of driving, which, you know, oddly, it took me into real estate, which I do a lot more driving now.
Yeah,
that's how I got started.
So, I mean, I'm a big fan of real estate. I'm a big fan of, and I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it. So you're a realtor, and a lot of, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs, executives that listen to this. We'll get into NAREP and we'll get into, of course, the organization and the Latina Tude event, but maybe just talk a little bit more about what you're doing in real estate and like maybe geographies or how you help your clients.
I feel like I'm a matchmaker. You know, I help people. I mean, I match home buyers with home sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And my first journey giving somebody the keys, it was just incredible. It was,
you were hooked, huh? You were hooked. I can hear it in your voice. You were hooked.
I knew this client from the gym, and she reached out to me, came into the office with her then fiance, and I asked them when they were getting married, and he said, as soon as you find us a house, we're getting married. So when I delivered those keys, she walked into the house. She was taking it all in and turned around after a couple of minutes, looked at her fiance. She got really teary-eyed. I got emotional and actually captured that on video. And
oh,
I
my
was
gosh. Is that, hold on, is that some video? Is it on Instagram? Is it on, like, that's amazing. I don't know. Where is it at? How can people see it? Or can we?
You know, I haven't posted it yet, but I will soon. I just have to get their permission, which I'm sure they'll be okay with.
Okay,
and
okay. I'll just be a nosy. It's okay.
They actually had their wedding right there at their house.
Wow.
They have a big backyard. They invited me, and now they have a baby. So seeing families grow and really enjoy in their dream of becoming homeowners, because I still follow each other, it's really rewarding, even like not just from that moment of giving the keys, like throughout the years. It's been a few years now. So
how long have you been in real estate? How long?
12 years.
Wow, time flies. That's amazing. And how long have you been working with and associated with NAREP?
I've been associated with NAREP for about 6-7 years as a member. That's how I started. Somebody from our office said, hey, we got to go to this event. We went, and it was really empowering and incredible to see these leaders and people on the top of their industry talking about what they do. So it's inspiring to see that. And after I was...
How many stories could start with, hey, we have to go to this event? Some end up really good, like NAREP, and in my life, at least, some did not end up so well. But I love this concept of NAREP. What kept you coming back? Because I'm always interested in that, because there's, you know, a lot of organizations, a lot of ways we can spend our time. But what kept you coming back?
The mastermind, the possibility to see and learn from people at the top of their game, and so you can grow. And that's our mission, to educate the real estate community so that we can be better for our clients and for us to educate ourselves. And that's what we try to put together our events, to inspire, celebrate, connect.
I'm curious on the mission of it. So I obviously it's in the name, Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. Like, why is that so important for an organization to support that segment of the population?
When I started in this industry, there was a lot of people that had been let down by by Latinos. And I saw it a lot with friends, people that don't have enough information. They were ripped off and they were untrusting. And it's a really sad thing to see that in our community, we can't trust each other and uplift each other. So it's so important for us to be educated and stand united, because we can go a lot further together. If you see other communities, that they work with each other and they empower one another. So that's our mission, to help families attain that dream of homeownership, and not just attain it, but sustain it and be able to build generational wealth.
And the organization, I mean, it's pretty big, right? Like, I know that, I think if my memory serves me right, I remember seeing something, I don't know exactly when it was, but even like Obama spoke and was interviewed by, I think, some of the leadership there. Like, so it's a pretty big organization, right?
Yes, it's over 100 chapters. I think we're working on 101.
Wow.
I ran into some people in D.C. We just got back from one of our national conferences. So it's about 100 chapters with 40,000 plus members across the country. It's really big. And our leader and founder, Gary Acosta, has interviewed 3 presidents. He interviewed Clinton, George W. Bush. And a couple of years ago, Obama. It was incredible. Man. That was my second national conference. And every time I go to one, I've gone to one as a member, as an aspiring board member. And then as a board member, I just get so much value from it. And because the NARA motto is where business meets cultura. So you see a lot of that, not just, you know, in real estate, but in business, venture capital, sports, entertainment. And to see 5,000, 6,000 Latinos in one city. It's pretty cool.
I mean, you've given us a lot already, but I want to play a little game here, Gabby. So pretend I'm not in real estate, but pretend I am. I'm a real estate professional. We're just meeting. I am Hispanic. So, I mean, my dad's from Puerto Rico, born and raised in Puerto Rico, but also raised in New York, like most Puerto Ricans. My mom's of Mexican descent. So my great-grandparents were from Mexico. So I'm definitely all kinds of Latino blood over here. We're meeting for the first time. I'm a real estate agent or in some parts of real estate. And I'm like, oh, NAREP, this is an interesting thing. Why should I join? What are you guys about? What would you tell me?
The National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals, the chapter, and I think you should join. And it's not just limited to Latinos, by the way. I think
good point. Good point, actually. Good point. I'm glad you make that point. Thank you.
Yeah.
So any ethnicity, sorry, everybody else. My listeners like, why is Adam all talking about only Latinos?
No.
Go ahead. Why should anybody join? There you go. Same scenario. Fine. Go.
We're a welcoming culture, and we welcome everyone. And not just in real estate as well, but I think when you come to our event, you see and get inspired by the people that we feature. You know, when you see other Latinos doing incredible things and shattering glass ceilings and breaking barriers, it's really inspiring. We put those together, you know, to inspire our community and to help them and get tips and guide and how to become better at their profession.
I love it. And I think that's a great transition here. Let's just jump around a little bit. So the Latinatude event, it's coming up this Thursday for everyone. It's going to be in downtown. I think I mentioned this and before, I don't know if I did in this interview, but first time I went to this NAREP event was in downtown. And I went there and I'm like, man, where'd all these people come from? It was this beautiful ballroom. It was full. There was music outside. There was food. There was obviously beverages of all types. I was like, oh man, this is something else. And the energy was insane. There was all kinds of, like, I think they're taking photos. Like, I don't know if it was a photo booth or what, but there was all kinds of things going on. Having been my first time there, I was like, whoa, this is happening right down the street from me. That was pretty cool. And that obviously is where, you know, I'm coming back to the next one, obviously, on this Thursday coming up. And I think we're going to have a booth and be shooting some content and doing some, maybe might even do some on-site interviews that I haven't quite decided with the team yet. But what's it about and why should people be attending?
People should come to get inspired by this incredible woman. Latinatude is our most popular event of the year, and it's actually my personal favorite. We have 4 incredible women that are going to be featured, and I can't wait for you to meet them. And I know you're maybe planning to interview them.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be amazing.
No, I'm on. Give me a little bit. Don't be teasing me in the audience. Like, who's going to be on the panel? Come on. We're waiting.
Okay. Our first panelist is Rachel Garcia. She is a commercial lender. There's not a lot of women in commercial real estate, commercial lending, and especially Latina. So she's going to tell you about her story and her journey of getting into that platform. Then we have Sterling Crystal, who is also known as Girl Flipper. Literally incredible story. She went from realtor to becoming a flipper, struggled a lot through that journey as a woman, and now she is about to be featured on HGTV. She has a show coming up, so we're excited.
That's awesome.
For her.
Yeah.
Just had a book published. Then we have Zena Maldonado, who is the founder of the Latina Golf Association. This woman has done such amazing things. She's about to celebrate her 16th year for LGA. She created this organization just from, you know, falling in love with golf. She was playing golf and loved the game. One point, somebody asked her, hey, why don't you bring your friends? And she said, well, you know what? None of my friends play golf. So she said, why don't we get together? And she wants to empower women to, and that's her goal. She empowers women through golf, through the game. And
wow.
Our fourth panelist is Vanessa Orozco. She also works in a male-dominated industry, in the spirits industry. Mm. Where she grew up, she was surrounded by people in the tequila industry. Her uncles own agave fields. So when she was really young, she started her first tequila company, sold it, and been doing that ever since. Right now, she's the director for El Cristiano Tequila. And she also co-owns a ready-to-drink canned drink called Havana. And those are delicious, by the way, and organic. So
it sounds delicious. I'm like, what? I'm bringing her on the show just so I can get some product. I'm going to be like, so here goes my mailing address. I accept products through the mail. Go ahead. It sounds delicious.
We'll be serving that, thanks to her, a Latina too. So it's
amazing. So I get to try it then. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's all happening at Circa, and it's going to be on a rooftop right across the street from Crypto.com Arena. So you get to see all that beauty that our city has. And do you remember that?
Is Circa the one, I live right by there. Is Circa the one that has the, like you can see from the outside, that merry-go-round thing? I don't remember. It had like the kind of like a merry-go-round bar or something. Where's Circa at? I can't remember what building.
It's on Figueroa and 12th.
Yeah, I know where that's at. Yeah, because I'm off of Figueroa. I spend most of my life off of Figueroa. So no, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely going. So go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And you remember that building that was infamous for having graffiti all over?
Oh, yeah. The Oceanwide debacle.
Yeah.
That went viral. And like, for, oh, my gosh. Yeah, the whole, anybody listening that doesn't know what we're talking about, just, I don't know, Google it. Like graffiti building in L.A. And it's probably going to come up. Like, it was just crazy. It went pretty viral. Go ahead.
So you look to one side, you see Crypto.com Arena. And then you look to the other side. Then we have that building right behind us. So definitely a lot of Instagram worthy moments right there. But it's a beautiful
We do it for the gram still. It's okay.
So there's a lot of networking, inspirational stories, especially for women. You know, right now that we're celebrating Women's History Month, and we're going to celebrate it, you know, a little bit more in April. It's just inspiring to see these women.
Yeah, I get it. And I think it's amazing to support and to go and be inspired as well. So I think that's awesome. Well, Gabby, first off, you're going to be coming back in the show, you and some of the other board members. I know you got more programming later in the year. We're definitely going to keep on covering the story and providing a voice and a platform for NAREP to get their message out there, which we definitely believe in empowering individuals in the real estate market. That being said, if somebody's listening to this or watching this, and if they want to learn more about Latinatude, or if they even want to contact you, I mean, I know you're a realtor and accepting new clients. I mean, what's the best way for people to do that?
For people to come to Latinatude, they can go to our website, nareplosangeles.org, or they can follow us on Instagram and reach out to our messages, and that is nareplosangeles.
Mm-hmm.
They can also reach out to me directly if they can't find the link, and my number is 562-533-1427, or email me at gabby@gabbyglass.com.
Fantastic. And we'll put that information, the links at least in the show notes, so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission. You know, why do they do what they do? What gets them fired up to get out there and to go really make a difference? If that's the type of content that sounds fun or interesting or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hey, if you need it, this is it. Your personal invitation, hit that subscribe button. This is a daily show each and every day. We're releasing new content and new amazing individuals just like Gabby to inspire you and to so we can all learn from them as well. Again, hit that subscribe button. If you're a long-term listener and you haven't left me a review yet, come on, man. Get that review in there. Click the button. Write a review on Apple Podcasts. And Gabby, thank you so much for making time for us. And I'm looking forward to meeting you at Latina too.
Likewise. And thank you so much for everything, you know, for today, for everything you're doing. We're really, really grateful for you and Mission Matters. Really appreciate it.